Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is May 25th, 2011. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us each Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have author Miss LaDonna Smith. We'll bring her on in just a few minutes. LaDonna actually survived a domestic abusive marriage and relationship, and she eventually was able to get out of that, change her life, do positive things. She wrote a book entitled I Married Satan. So she's going to tell her story tonight, and we're going to take callers. We just want to wish everybody congratulations for graduation this year. And we want to let everybody know that we're working on some new projects here at the Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're really excited as we get these programs off the ground, and we look forward to sharing some of that with you here in the near future. Before we welcome our guest to the show tonight, let me welcome my co-host, Boyd.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank everybody who tunes in every Wednesday night, and we just want to thank everybody in the movement that pushes this education across the globe, you know, and we must continue each and every day to push that across the map, because education and being educated is truly the key to any type of success, you know. A man with money but no brains is just like not having money at all, feel me? So we had to get educated, and we always had to remember, treat our brother as we treat ourselves, you know. So if you're treating yourself good, you want to be able to treat somebody else the same way. You know what I mean? If you're miserable, you need to think, fall back, and get in check. You feel me? So with that being said and did, we're going to pass the mic to our guest tonight, and we got a great show for you. So we definitely want you to put your mind on, tune your ears in, and learn and get educated tonight from this message here. So without further ado, we'll bring Miss Lady on.
You there, LaDonna?
I'm here. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. So I was just, you know, listening to your co-host, and I was feeling it. You said feel like 5 million times. I was feeling it.
That's right. Well, you know, you've lived an interesting life, and it's kind of, once you tell your story, they'll understand, I guess, when you get to that part about what you realized. And I'm not going to say just yet, it's a secret. We're going to let you wait and see. But we know that you went through a nasty domestic violent relationship. And why don't you go ahead now and just, you know, start from wherever you want, when you were young, how you grew up, how you ended up in the relationship, you know, wherever you feel comfortable.
Okay, not a problem. I grew up being a person who I had the mother, the stepfather, my grandparents, you know, to watch me and everything. But I had a childhood that was, we weren't poor, but we weren't rich, but we weren't middle class. We were that in between middle class and poor, middle class and upper class. We were like, we had our own class, I think I can say.
Don't
pretty much, right? But pretty much, I grew up in a house where My grandfather's parents actually built the house. To this day, I still have family that live in there now, okay? And in the house, I can't say that I had a bad childhood. I can't say that at all. I had a wonderful childhood, you know, especially once I heard other people and their stories. But I can say that I had a challenging childhood. I was one of those people who were, you know, my mom would take a bath and I would have to take a bath in the same bath water. I speak openly about some of these situations now. People are kind of shocked, but I can talk about it. So I was one of those people who was molested from 5 years old up until 15 years old. You know, I have been almost raped. I have been through anything that a child is not supposed to go through. I think I just about went through. I can't ever say I was, like, kidnapped or anything drastic that's happening now, but I had my own, I guess, drasticalities, if that's the word. So all of that played a part into me wanting to get married at 25. You know, I looked around. My cousins were getting married. They were having kids. And I just kept saying, well, what's wrong with me? How come I'm not married? How come I don't have kids? You know, and we as women, at a certain age, we have something that is called a biological clock, or that we, you know, people like to say about biological clock is ticking. And so that's the time we desire to get married, and, you know, we feel like we're getting old and time is winding down. Well, when I turned 25, that's exactly what happened. I had actually caught a bouquet at a cousin's wedding like 6 months before I met my husband, boyfriend, lover. You fill in the blank. I'll tell you why I say that in a second. At a wedding, and so I was like, all right, I'm next to get married. So in April, I'm a musician, so I had actually played at a funeral, and afterwards, I'm cutting a lot of the story out. I had met this guy. He seemed like Mr. Right, my knight in shining armor, Mr. Wonderful. Maybe 2 months later, we decided to move in with each other, okay? So April, May, June, end of June, we were living together. Didn't know him from a can of paint, didn't know anything about him except for that I liked him. He seemed like he had potential. Everybody kept saying that was going to be my husband, and I believed what everybody said, and in addition to my own wants and my needs and my desires. Here it is. For 4.5 years, I thought I had married the perfect man. This was going to be my husband for life. However, once I got into a relationship with him, things started taking a drastic turn. You know, like I said, I had already gone through things as a child, but now here I am as a grown adult woman getting ready to experience some things that I never imagined, okay? I went through, when I say in the book that I went through emotional, physical, mental, spiritual abuse, it's not that I made this up. This was stuff that, let me give you examples. Can you imagine living with a spouse and your mate, and they say, you can't get any phone calls unless it comes through my cell phone? Meaning he actually went in the house, unplugged all the phones, okay, and only had the calls get forwarded through his phone. Can you imagine being with somebody who I worked 10 minutes from the house. If I was 15 minutes or 5 minutes late getting home, he accused me of being with someone else, and the phone would ring. I knew there were going to be dire consequences when I got home. Can you imagine having to sleep with your driver's license and any money that you had in your pillow, because if you woke up the next morning, your keys, your driver's license, and your money could be gone, okay, to vehicles,
that's crazy.
Everything, okay?
Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you one question. At the time of all this situation that was going on, do you have brothers?
I do have a little brother who's 4 years younger than me, yes.
Okay, you just had one brother.
Yes.
Okay, so I see what a situation already done went bad at. You know what I mean? The situation, I'm just sitting here vibing with you, sister, and listening to you, right? And the problem come in sometimes when these guys who, you know, want to put the domestic violence game down on a female and want to be this tiger in the house, you feel me? But at the same time, he knows she don't have no brother, you feel me, that's finna come handle that real business, you know? And they take advantage of women like that, you know what I mean? So I'm feeling you all the way on what you're saying. And
Go ahead,
sister.
I'm getting ready to put you down with something, okay? First and foremost, the reason why, even if I had five brothers, it really, at that time, wouldn't have made a difference because I wasn't speaking up. I wasn't telling anybody what happened, okay? Now, I have friends. I always tell people I have good friends and I have bad friends. You get to decide who you choose and who you get to meet, okay? I knew the people who I could have called to get involved, but I didn't want to go through, I didn't want that guilt to be on me, okay? I'm giving you real talk right now. I have a father,
right. But
my father's not in my life, but I know him. But what I'm saying is, it's not a thing where it couldn't have gotten dealt with, but I think I kind of flipped the coin and I started shielding him from things. Like, my people, my family thought I was crazy because I wasn't speaking up. He was calling them, telling them stuff I was doing, but he didn't call them and say, hey, I just did this to your daughter, your sister, or your niece. This is why she's reacting. This is why she's murking out.
Right.
You understand?
And I'm feeling that, too. You know what I mean? But only thing I was just saying on that page is that if my sister, my auntie, or my mother, or, you know, one of the females in our family is getting disrespected, and, you know, we going to see that. You know what I mean? Even if she ain't speaking out, you know, if you any type of person that's observing your surroundings, no matter where you at, and you're observing the people that you're around, you know, this is the type of thing that you peep, whether somebody's speaking it or whether they just keeping it real silent, you know what I mean? So women have to speak up, you know, and get that dealt with immediately. This is a constant thing.
I totally agree with you, but unfortunately, so many of us, we get in a state of vulnerability during that time. And so we have a mask on, like, okay, everything is all right, because I was still going to work. I was going to church. I was going all these different places. You know, I was a full-time student when he met me. I had two jobs when he met me. But you have to look at it like a stone and a hammer. If somebody is constantly beating at that stone, eventually it's going to go to pieces, okay? I don't care how hard the stone is. You hit it hard enough, the biggest machine, you know, hitting it, it's going to start falling apart. And that's what starts happening. And see, you may think that you can know what's going on. You may think you know the signs, but manipulation comes in many forms, many fashions, okay? And we as women, like I said, we get vulnerable, or even the men, anybody in that type of situation gets vulnerable, and what happens is you don't necessarily speak up because, number one, there's a fear factor involved. Because if you speak up, there's two things. What's going to happen to that person, but more so, what's going to happen to me? Okay, if they're going to get mad, it's to the point now where back in the day when people, you know, did domestic violence, it would be a woman got a black eye or she got slapped or she got pushed. Now it's bypassed all of that. She might come home and be dead. You know, she might get shot. She might get stabbed for speaking up or because he feels that he has to retaliate and protect his image because she then went and told her brothers or her father or somebody. Not saying that they're clowns, not saying that the men in her family are weak. I'm not saying that. But you don't know what limits somebody who is crazy enough to get involved and crazy enough to commit domestic violence crimes, you don't know their limitations. They could go off at any moment.
Right, and I'm feeling that too. You know what I mean? I'm really feeling that, and I'm feeling everything you're saying, you know?
The other thing, boy, is that men in this power trip try to keep their woman away from family and friends so that they don't go and tell and that they don't notice things like that.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and I understand that, you know what I mean? But I guess I'm speaking from the point of view of a strong-minded man, you know what I mean? If something was wrong with my little sister, you know, I would know it off the top, you know what I mean? Because
that's not always true.
Listen to me, that's the young lady on here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I would definitely know that, trust me. You know what I mean? That's definitely true, you know? And my book that just came out entitled Never Hit a Woman, you know, that book, I wrote that book on basics for men and women, you know what I'm saying? So I've been out there a long, long time out there in certain avenues, and I know that a lot of guys who disrespect women, domestic violence towards women, you know, them be some weak-ass cats, you know, and they just don't get dealt with like they should get dealt with because even though the woman or my sister or nothing don't say nothing, if you're a man, you ain't going to allow no other man to disrespect your sister, your mama, or nobody. And that's just coming from my perspective, you know.
Well, if we had more men like you, Boyd, maybe there wouldn't be that problem.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was getting ready to say, I commend you for being that strong, focused man. I commend you for that. I'm giving you your props. However, there is still a handful that's the opposite, okay? There's still a whole cluster, and not just men. Let me just keep saying that. There's still a whole cluster of men. There's still a whole cluster of women who are doing this against their mate and their spouse, okay?
Right.
So what I'm trying to tell you is that you may think you know your sister, but if her love for that man is more than her love for herself or even you, you may not know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. You got some women that's like that, you feel me? But like I said, you know, I was just talking from my point of view, dealing with my family and how I raised my sister, you know what I mean? Me and my brother, we got one sister, you know, and we raised her in a certain element of life, so... You know, we definitely would know if something jumping off wrong at the camp, trust me.
Right. There's some a lot of families that are not that close and that wouldn't, you know, they don't see their sister on a daily basis. And so, you know, they may not know. And then on the other hand, the woman in the relationship doesn't want to, you know, look like a failure or that
exactly. She's
done something wrong in front of her family and peers.
Exactly, because 2 weeks before we even got married, my ex decided that he was going to try to rape me. Now, I know Boyd is going to have a field day with this one, but just follow me for a moment, okay?
I'm just a guy that observes, I listen, you know what I mean? And when I do speak, I speak from the realness. And, you know, I let everybody speak what they speak because that's your life that you live. And what we want, like here, to show is for people to receive your message and but they won't have to endure the things that you say. So, you know, I just speak from what I hear and what I interpret it.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure that when, you know, you hear my story and everything, that it's not a misinterpretation. That's why I said you're going to have a field day with this based off the other comments that you said. Okay? I just like keeping it black and white. I'm probably the realest person you'll ever meet, you know. But let me just tell you like this. When I went ahead and got married to him anyway, I'm going to give you real talk. I did it because we were going to have a small, intimate ceremony. Okay. Nobody was supposed to really know because we knew that we couldn't invite everybody that we wanted to. So we were going to have a small ceremony. Well, guess what? Word of mouth is a terrible thing because it started getting all over the place. So more people started finding out about it. So at that point, when I should have said no when he tried to rape me, well, I said yes because my pride was in the way. I didn't, like you were saying, I didn't want to seem like a failure. I didn't want to seem like, okay, I couldn't get a man. Mind you, I'm using past tense for all of these, okay? I just wanted you to peep that,
right.
Mr. Observant, you know, because it's not like that now. You know, now I'm going to give you, and this is something, I'll give you this one for free. Now I'm a firm believer that you deserve whatever you tolerate. So some people might not understand that. Some people might not receive that. But if you tolerate somebody cursing you out, somebody, you know, beating on you, not saying that you warrant it, not saying that you want it, but you have choices. And if you make a choice to stay in a situation, then that's the choice that you're ultimately saying that you want. That's the life that you want to live. So
right.
This is my biggest message. I'm advocating, get out. There's a choice. Don't tolerate it. Don't tolerate disrespect. Don't tolerate somebody talking down to you or your kids. Don't tolerate it. Then you don't deserve
right.
it.
It's all about choice in everything we do. And definitely
exactly.
in staying in a relationship where somebody's disrespecting you and beating on you.
Exactly. And this is another thing. People always think that domestic violence is just the physical side. You know, well,
right.
she has no marks and bruises, she may be okay. Well, if he's telling her, you're fat, you're, you know, you're ugly, don't put makeup on, I'm going to control you, without saying I'm going to control you, those are all parts of the mental part of it. So it goes a lot deeper than
right.
just, I would know that my sister is getting beat because I would see a scratch or I would see a bruise or I see a black eye. It's a lot deeper because at that point she could be going through emotional issues that you would have no idea about because, again, we mask it.
Right. Or they can treat you, you know, financially or emotionally, verbally. There's so many different ways of disrespecting.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, so anyway, basically with the story, eventually I found the strength to leave. I moved to Baltimore City, which is about 20 minutes from where we were, okay? Once I moved there, I said, you know, I really like this one guy I was dating. I'm going to get a divorce to show him how serious I am about him. I was too scared, really, to leave my husband and get a divorce, but I said, you know what? I like this next guy so much, I'm going to get a divorce. Well, Mr. Board, check this one out. When I did file for my divorce, he filed for an annulment, and he won. How did he win after almost 5 years of marriage? I'm glad you asked. Thank you. Because before me, after me, and during me, he was married to somebody else the entire time.
Now that right there is a total misunderstanding. You feel me? And that's why I say, you know, when women talk, you know, I come from a family of women. You know, my mother got 13 sisters and one brother. So when it comes to that woman thing, that's a very, very touchy subject to me because men and our family always done took care of the women. You feel me? And we didn't have them problems in the camp. No domestic violence and no jumping on the auntie or no jumping on the sister. We didn't have that problem because cats that knew us didn't want that kind of problem. So either you're going to come do right or don't even come over in the camp because, you know, we have no tolerance for no misunderstandings, you know. We zero tolerance cats. So, you know, I just be feeling when women have to go through that with these suckers out here. You feel me?
I hear you, but I guarantee you, and I'm not wishing anything bad on your family, but I guarantee you that in all the women that are in your life, at least I would say three have experienced some facets that you have no idea about.
But, you know,
guarantee
let me, you. Let me come back to your dad. You know, a few of my aunties had some situations, and I guarantee you that the situation didn't happen a second time. I'll put it to you like that. You know what I mean?
I never said it
like
happened
I said,
twice.
I'm very, 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 very against all that hidden and disrespecting and all of that. You know what I mean? So if I know that, if I even get a whiff or something like that, that shit gets nipped in the bud immediately. You know what I mean? It's no 5 years from now. It's no 4 months from now. It gets dealt with. Because nobody plays that over here on this side, you know? Women is not to be beat on. They are not to be dogged and misused, you feel me? So we can kick it about this all day, but at the same time, like I say over here, don't nobody play that in this camp.
Let me just say it to you like this, and I can't say it any more plainer. There is only one person, one being, that is all-knowing and all-seeing, and he's not here on earth.
That's God.
Exactly.
But we saw what's visible on earth right now. And that's the kind of communication that you have to have with your family, the kind of communication that you got established in your family, period, you know? Some people got close families and some don't. But I do know my family. That's all I'm saying.
I totally agree with your message, but what I'm trying to do, and this is what I try to stress when I go out and talk to people and advocate against domestic violence. There is an illusion. There is a mask. So you may think that you know, and I'm not saying you in particular. I'm not saying you directly. I'm saying people as a whole. You may think, and I may think,
but
because
I'm
somebody.
Hold on. I know everything what you just said, but I'm just talking about me and my family.
I hear what you're saying, but I want you to be able to be receptive to what I'm saying about this because this is going to help you out a lot more. With identifying it, because what happens is when you think you know, there may be, that's when it can sneak up. That's when it can creep in the worst. When you get complacent and say, okay, I know this would never happen in my family because they know that I'll handle my business. So there's that one little trickery that could happen that you would have no clue about. And like I said,
right,
it's not always physical. Okay, and the thing is, this is what I like to tell people,
you know,
too. If you haven't, hold on. I got something for you. I'm going to give you this one for free, too. If you've never been through it, you can only give an opinion and a what if, and if it was me, I would. If you've been through it, you can give advice, and you can identify specifically signs and wonders of what happened. Did you follow me?
Rob?
Board? Well, I didn't mean to drop it that heavy. I'm sorry.
Are you there, boy? Boy.
Yeah, I'm here. My phone had dropped down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that, this is just a, it's just a touchy subject with him. He does not like women to be disrespected, and so he gets a little hot and heavy on the topic. We can appreciate that, though.
Exactly.
Okay, well, go ahead and tell us
so,
a little bit more.
All right. So pretty much, basically, after we got divorced and annulled, I just found out that 7 years to the day, remember I said he was married before me, during me, and after me, okay? He was married to the first female for about 12 or 13, maybe 14 years. He had told me that he had been divorced. When we went and got our marriage license, he told them he had never been married. But what I found out last August 2010, 7 years to the day, August 14, 2010, that we had gotten married, he actually got married a third time to someone else. Now, that's not too bad, right? But here's the little here's that illusion I was telling you about that could sneak in. He just got divorced from the first person, not me, the first person 2 days before he married the next person.
Wow.
Okay? So, and let me just say, when I say that I married Satan, kind of getting back to the book because, you know, I can sit there, the stories for days, that's why how it developed into a book. When I say I married Satan, I'm not saying that I'm male bashing. I'm not saying that I married someone who walks around in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork and a ponytail. That's not who I'm saying I married. I am a firm believer that anybody who allows themselves to be used to do evil, to hurt, to harm, to put anybody's life in danger, whether it's manipulation, whether it's verbally, no matter what, if you're being used in an evil way, then the God that I serve is not your father. So that's how the Satan part came into it, and then, of course, the married and then me being I. So that's a dissection of the title. Is that okay, Boy?
All right.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. My bad.
He's probably sitting back chilling for a minute.
I know. He's going to murk out on me in a minute. He's letting it too, so I'm waiting.
LaDonna, we have several callers that I do want to, you know, give an opportunity for them to get on the phone here for a minute. We want to just welcome the guests in our chat room. If you're listening online, thank you for tuning in. We want to thank Dr. Teresa Boyd, who's online, and Ms. Lisa Terrell Perry Amos, and the rest of our guests that are listening online. If you do have a question or comment, call us in at 347-826-7273. And let's go ahead and take a caller here. Boy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, I can barely hear you. I'm going to bring on your brother.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
There you go. He's on. You there,
hey,
Corey?
Hey, what's up, little brother? Yeah, what up, Rob? Oh, I'm chilling, man. Chilling, man. Glad you was able to make the show tonight. And you see, we're having a great, great, interesting show tonight. And we are always definitely spreading that message out here. Oh, yeah.
Corey,
yeah.
Do you have a question or a comment or anything for Miss LaDonna?
Comment for her? I mean, I would agree with what my brother said. That's what I was saying.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to call
family.
My two little. I'm getting ready to call my two little sisters on the phone too. How about that? I'm gonna call them on the phone too, so we can even this out a little bit.
I mean, like what I was saying, you know, a male role model that was around would have noticed that.
Yeah.
And again,
well, let me tell you where these guys grew up. The east side of Detroit. Okay. Pretty rough guys.
I got you. I understand that. But one thing I just want you to understand, I understand totally. I respect totally what you guys are saying, that you don't tolerate it in your family. I respect that. But what I'm telling you is that.
That's what we do. We don't just talk. We make that happen.
Okay. Let me go ahead and put it on that level. I understand and respect that you guys keep it 100 in your family. I understand that. But what I'm telling you. Excuse me? But what I'm saying is that you have to realize that there's always that possibility, whether it gets dealt with or not. I'm just bringing forth the possibility. I can't control what happens after the possibility. I can't even control the possibility.
Ain't no mystery. Everything you can is real, sister.
I mean, you can keep it as real as you want.
Right.
But, you know, it's consequences to everything we do. So, you know, that goes for me or any other individual out here. And my thing to any man on the block, in the joint, or wherever, you know, you got to make that choice when you mess with the wrong cat, sister, or family, you know what I mean? So that's a choice that you got to make, and it's just, we just hope you make the right choice.
And I'm not even knocking what you just said. I think you're misunderstanding that we're saying the same thing, we're just saying it two different ways. I'm doing the first part of it, you're doing the consequences. I'm doing the cause, you're doing the effect.
Exactly. Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm with you. I'm telling you, I respect what you're saying. And that's my whole point. That my whole point is, yes, things can happen. Your whole point is, this is what happens if this happens. I'm with you. We're on the same pathway. But what I'm trying to get you educated on is that possibility, no matter what's going to happen afterwards, there's still that possibility that she can get her heart broken.
That's definitely real, and I know that, I'm listening to that, and you know, I respect everything you're saying, young lady.
I wish I would have known you when I was going through this. I might have been all right. You feel me?
Wish you were my brother when I went through that.
Exactly. You know, my brother was a baby.
Only thing I'm saying, young lady, is that you know, my life was a little bit different than a lot of people's life out here. You know. And I come from a whole different breed and a whole different cloth than a lot of cats out here, you know. And I just keep it still old school and 100, you know what I mean? And coming from where I come from, you know, we built on honor, you know what I mean, and respect, you know. And you can't respect my people and think I'm going to like you the next day. You know, I come from that era.
Right.
I'm in total agreement. I got you. I'm telling you. Unfortunately,
it's not like that in most places and with most people.
Exactly.
You know, and so many women do, you know, hide it or cover it up and try to protect the man that's hurting them instead of, you know, instead of reaching out for help. They protect the one, you know, the one that's hurting them.
Exactly.
Hey, Corey, I'm going to put you back on mute here, but hang on the line with us, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Corey.
We're going to go to the next caller here. I believe this is Miss Yolanda, one of our faithful listeners. Yolanda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
We're great.
Hey, what's up, Miss Yolanda?
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Oh, you know me. Chilling. You know, getting the show started, you know?
Oh, yeah, I hear. Yeah, I was just listening, and I'm enjoying your dad's books as well. They're really great. He is such an interesting person.
Interesting is the word.
Yeah, he's a really neat guy. Yeah, I sent you, did you get my mail?
I've been waiting on some mail from my little brother. So yeah, I've been at the mail, but yeah, yours probably be here this week though. But I've been waiting on my brother.
Oh yeah, it should have been there.
Yeah,
it should have been there. Okay. Yeah,
but
I was just listening.
We appreciate that. You know, we appreciate you being down with the movement and being down with everything we do to educate these kids and grown ups as well. You know, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, you're right. He was very interesting because he had the first part of that book, The Power of Mind. I will get back to that a little bit. He made some very interesting philosophy there that, you know, that that's part of what, you know, the unity movement was about, the founders of this church that I belong to. And I just thought it was just so profound to see it in his book where he was, and, you know, just goes back to as a man thinketh, so is he. What you believe and feel in your life is what you experience. And he was, I think that was part of the message he was putting out. And then to give examples of people in the book who, you know, were put against impossible odds and made something of their lives, which I thought was great.
Right. Yeah,
you have to
be willing to change mindset, you know, in order to,
right.
You know, understand that I have a problem first. Change mindset, then the work is on you, you know?
Right.
You're going to do good.
Absolutely.
But the mindset is from negative to positive.
Oh, yeah. And I was listening to, I'm sorry, I couldn't get her name because I came in a little bit late, but the author who wrote the book, and I can just feel your passion when she starts speaking about things. I know that just set you off. It was like, no way, but you know, that's just like arguing with the sky. It's just that there's always the possibility of something. However,
yeah.
You know, when she's telling, but however, where you live, because I can feel it just touch you so deeply, just like in my family, I you know, beaters attract, you know, just like codependents and alcoholics, we attract each other. My father was an alcoholic, so I always attracted, until I became very aware of who I was attracting, people who mirrored my father in a way. If it wasn't, you know, so I purposely wouldn't pick drinkers. Then when I didn't pick drinkers, I was still picking the narcissists, the ones who were, you know, still had the same traits of an alcoholic.
Right.
See, they didn't drink, but their drug was their I don't know, you can call it the narcissistic behavior, because a lot of, you know, alcoholics and people with addiction are very narcissistic. You know, you're there to serve them, you know. You know, that's why, you know, but my dad wasn't a beater, so, you know, it never crossed my mind when I meet somebody, oh, is he going to hit me? I just never even dream about that. And you're right, and you don't know who's going through what, and that's not really an issue. The issue, I think, is your message that you're getting out, and I think that's an appropriate title, I Married Satan, because I'm sure, you know, that's what you expected, and it got you by, you know, caught you by surprise that someone, and you often wonder, I guess, you know, why are you even like that? How are you even aware that you're treating another person this way? So you couldn't even,
right.
You know, and Rob, where you can't even fathom the idea of somebody going to that extreme to control someone.
Right, That's real talk, Ms. Yolanda. I mean, you know, I can't even fathom a woman going through that, whether she's my sister or my friend or whatever, you know what I mean? I couldn't even
right.
fathom that, but it goes on every day out here, you know what I mean?
As little girls see mama or grandmama or auntie go through these situations, we don't even understand or know that later on in life, if we don't get free from it, it can happen to us. It's a cycle.
Right.
It's called the cycle of domestic violence.
Right.
So when I keep saying that, you know, that I keep focusing on that possibility. Let me say this. The devil comes to lie, kill, and destroy us, okay?
Okay.
He comes in so many different forms, okay? He could come in the form of your best friend, and you think it's your best friend, yes, your man, 50 grand, but he could be plotting for your demise because he does use those who are closest to us. Now, when I get back into Miss Yolanda, I thank you because you touched right on it. You know what I mean? We go through things. We don't understand things, why we go through it. And then we as little girls are taught by the women in our lives to want this type of man. We're taught to want the man who's going to provide for us. But we're not taught how to compromise or how to balance, rather, not compromise, how to balance the man who's going to love us and respect us with not having to deal with the man who's going to beat us. Sometimes women don't know how to separate, okay, he's providing for me, so I have to accept him talking to me like this. Because if I don't accept it, he's going to take the money back. He's going to take the cars back. He's going to take all the stuff that I like and that I want. Okay,
right.
So then that's when we tend to compromise and say, okay, I can't tell my brother about this because I don't want anything to happen to my money bank. You know, my sugar daddy, because inadvertently women ultimately, and at that time, I was a gold digger. I wanted the man who had the house, the car, the job, no kids. That's who I wanted. But at what consequence did I get that? Yes, now we're being taught to be independent, but then we're having a battle within ourselves because we want the man who's going to take care of us, but then we want to be able to stand on our own 2 feet. So it's a balance that we have to learn and develop as women.
LaDonna, I have a message from Teresa on the chat line. She says, at what point in your marriage did you discover that you were married to Satan?
Oh, can I say the next day? Actually, I didn't realize it because I was busted. I was broke, busted, and disgusted. So I knew that I wasn't happy, but I didn't know to what extreme that he was actually Satan. I didn't get that until I started going through the healing process when I started writing, because I started the article for I started the book as an article for a magazine. Okay, so I'm writing. I'm like, you know what? He got away with it through the court system. I'm going to go ahead and put him on blast through this magazine article, and then hopefully I'll get somebody's attention with it and bring awareness to it. But in writing it, I started having to deal with issues and things that were inside of me. So instead of me getting vindictive and being vengeance against him, God actually flipped me inside out and started dealing with me and healing me so that I wouldn't go through the process again. And then that's when I was like, well, dang. You know, as I started to learn, I'm like, wow, this man was really of the devil. He wasn't serving God, you know. And as I started getting more closer back in the church, back in, you know, my relationship with God, I'm like, wow. And really started, I think this is the word I want to leave for the night, education. When I started getting educated about who the devil really is and what his purpose is and what his assignment was in my life to destroy my destiny. And once I realized that, I'm like, oh, my God, I was married to the devil. Because the devil couldn't throw just any old demons at me. He couldn't just throw anybody on me because my destiny was so powerful outside of the book. I'm talking about in life in general. So because he had peeped into my future and saw what was in store for me, he had to try to take me out any way he could. That's why he had to try to throw all that dirt on me as a child. That's why he had to put me in a marriage with a man who was going to try to take my life, because he tried. He tried to make me disappear. This is a whole other chapter in the book. It has nine chapters, by the way.
Let me touch on that real quick, too, Adonna. You know, you said that you grew up in some of the poorest of circumstances. And, when we're in that environment, I think people around us, or maybe it's just what we perceive, but we become to have low self-esteem. And so we don't think that we deserve any better than that. And, you know, so, you know, we want to have better, and so you kind of maybe just grab onto that person knowing that you can have the material things and that you can have, you know, the better things in life, and then just kind of sacrifice some of the other. And what do you feel about that?
I'm in total agreement with you. The belief that I've kind of grabbed hold of, too, is that The person that I'm dating is either going to be a glimpse of who God is preparing for me, or it's going to become a manifestation of who God is preparing for me. When I say that, yes, I know what I want in a man. I know what I want in a man. Trust me, I know. But that may not be what's best for me. Those qualities that I want may not be what's going to push me to my, you know, my destiny and my purpose. Those could ultimately be a hindrance. I would love to marry a millionaire. But I know my spending habits would maybe cause his demise. Not saying I'm just... Well, yeah,
now
I'm,
turn
I'm,
that I'm, around, LaDonna. Why don't you say, I would love to be a millionaire?
Oh, I didn't say that.
I know.
Because I'm gonna marry.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we need to teach these young women. Don't look for that in somebody else. You become that. You become great.
Let me fix that. Outside of me establishing my own, what I would like my mate to be able to bring to me is X, Y, Z. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I already know. I'm going to get mine, okay? I might not be destined to be a millionaire because God knows that I may not be able to be trusted with millions. I'm still being educated. I'm just being real. I'm still being educated about finances and how to be a good steward over my finances because I'm a shoeaholic. So until I'm ready to get to that point where I'll be able to manage money properly, I can't be a millionaire right now because I will blow it. So in the meantime, this is why it's important to encompass yourself around people who are successful, who are millionaires, who are, you know, entrepreneurs, who are what you see yourself being because they can teach you. I'm forever a student. You know,
right.
I love being around people that have more and know more than me because I can learn something from them. So when I say that that's what I want, I'm not saying that I'm not going to be a millionaire, but I want a millionaire. Or even, okay, let me put it this way. I want someone with a millionaire mentality at the minimum in my life. Does that make sense?
Sure. Definitely. Makes sense to me. I don't know about anybody else.
Exactly. So, I mean, he may not have to have the money, but I want him to have that mindset that he can get it just like I can.
Right. Definitely. Yolanda, I'm going to put you on hold for a little bit and bring you back in a little bit. But I have a couple more callers here that I want to get to.
Okay, yes, I had a question for another question.
Okay,
but go
I'll
ahead.
Bring you
yeah.
back. Let me get through this
yeah,
real
sure.
quick.
No problem.
All right, thank you, Darrell. I'll put you back on hold for a minute. Let me see if I can pick up this call. Are you there? Lisa, are you out there? Any caller, anybody. I'm not sure who it is. Maybe they're just listening. Anybody out there want to talk? See if I can hear you.
You can ask me anything. I'm open.
That's right. Okay, well, maybe it's just somebody listening. I don't have the right number here. Okay, well, we will try that again maybe later. Okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Boyd, are you still there?
Boyd. I know he is. He might have put the phone down for a minute or something. Okay, Yolanda, you're back. Go ahead and ask
okay.
your question.
Yeah, I was just listening to I can't see your name. Is it Madonna?
It's Madonna. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't want to call you by the wrong name. I just
yes,
wanted
ma'am.
To ask you
when her.
No. When you were talking about when you came to your revelation of what was going on in your life, and you were when you know God was revealing when you were writing the article. And mm-hmm. just for a lot of people who, when we come to these, when we have our aha moments, we like a lot of people, did you realize how we are participants in our own failures and our own downfalls, meaning we know it takes two to tangle, and that we acknowledge our parts that we play in it, not that, you know, it's not your fault for, and not saying that it's fault, meaning that you acknowledge how we participate. We're willing participants in our own destiny, in a sense, the people we attract, the people we stay with, you know, because when I was having my aha moments about who I was attracting in my life, when I knew who I didn't want to attract, you know, they were there because I wanted them to be there, and that was the honest truth when I got real with myself, you know, and I was just wondering, is that somehow, you know, because it's so sensitive, it's kind of hard to say to a woman who's been battered that you know, somehow to help you see how you participate in a sense by, you know, because no one expects that when you're just dating that somebody's just going to haul off and swing on you or whatever it is that they do. But still, you know, when we have our realization, so to speak, I mean, did that come to you in any kind of way? How, you know, because you said, you know, you like material things, I think, and you like shoes or what have you, and somehow how you compromise yourself so you could still have what it is you think you needed or wanted, you know, in that sense.
Absolutely.
So that's what I was
saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Absolutely.
And that's kind of, yeah.
No,
and that's very hard to. Yeah, because it's so sensitive, you know. It's, and I know that's why a therapist. But when you come around and you look in the mirror, and when you were saying, I'm saying that because you know when you were saying, and I know it's a term you're saying, you were married to Satan. But my experience with devils and what was revealed to me is that when someone had told me once, and I don't know if it's a counselor or maybe a minister, he said, if you ever take the word live. And, you know, just write out the word live and go in the mirror and hold it in the mirror. In the mirror, it's devil, you know, backwards. And the person mm-hmm. that's holding the paper is your devil. See, mm-hmm. we all come with our devil, and our devil is us. And what I believe about God and the universe and what I know, and excuse me, is that, you know, the trouble in our life or the hurdles or the conflicts are to build our character. They're never to smash you down. So if your destiny, you know, once you recognize it's given by God, the universe, there's nothing in this universe that's going to stop you from it or take you from it, and that's impossible, you know. And I just hope that in some ways, you know, and I don't know how you put your message out there, that's something that we could bring to a lot of people too, that you are not powerless once you have your power. Yes. When you woke up, you had just taken your power back, you know. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, and I know that by that people being hit and beaten down to the ground, it's very sensitive. And I know, you know, in the way you bring your message, you know, that a lot of people can see how they, you know, how we participate. You know,
right.
You know, still going out with a person and say, well, I'm going to do it one more day, or I'm going to do one more month, and then I'm just going to comply today so I can get that. And then, you know, you're helping the person, you know, you're putting the hammer to your head, too, in a way, you know, even
right.
though that person is totally responsible for swinging on you or whatever it is they're doing also.
There's people that stay in relationships because they're scared to get out. They don't have any money to move to their own place, and they can't tell anybody. You know, so they stay and hopefully plan and prepare. But when you don't have any outlets or any resources or any support that person feels, they stay until, you know, maybe the tragedy is so bad that they have to escape and go to a shelter or something.
This is the best way I can describe it.
I just want to say that I really appreciate the young lady coming on the show to spread a message tonight and to enlighten the people that ears has been closed, hoping that enlightenment has opened up some ears and minds, you know, as well as time to move on away from something bad. So we definitely hope you are receiving her message tonight, because it's a great message, and it's a message that we all across the universe must get a clear understanding of. So we just want to give you big ups for, you know, coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, boy. Yeah, this is how I look at it, Miss Yolanda, in response to what you were just asking me. You ever been to a football game and sat up in the bleachers and saw the marching band on the field? And they make shapes, and they do formations, you know, they may spell words. Even though it's one collective image, when you're up in the stands looking down, there's many people, many instruments that are playing a part of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I started having the revelation, like, oh, my God, this is who I married, this is who I attracted, the first thing that I said was, what did I do in this? You know, it's a process. You don't go from being hurt to healed overnight. There's a process.
Right.
The first part of the process that I did was I started wilding out. I started smoking cigarettes. I started drinking. I started house hopping. I can keep it real now. But all of that played a part into me becoming a whole woman now, because if I had experienced some of those situations, I wouldn't be as mature as I am now, because at that time I was very naive. I was gullible.
Right.
I can say this now. I was a materialistic gold digger. I can say that now because I'm free from those. You know, so I had to get to the point now, if you don't talk about it, you hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
It builds up. But if you start talking about it and releasing it, then bam, you can get free from it. And here's the biggest thing that I want to leave on that point. If you can forgive, there's three parts to forgiveness, okay? There's God's forgiveness to yourself. No, God's forgiveness to you, sorry. Then there's forgiveness from yourself to yourself. And then there's forgiveness from another person to yourself. Now, I've gotten to the point where God has forgiven me, because I said, God, I'm sorry that I even allowed, you know, these situations to occur because of things that were inside of me. I forgave myself because I was like, girl, you know that you did not have to go through that, but that's the path that you chose. You know, I went through the whole, why did I do this, the pity party stages. I went through that, you know. I went through that, feeling low, you know, low down and disgusted. But then I even said that I wanted one day to face my ex and say, you know what? I can forgive you for what you did to me. Now, everybody can't do that, because people always say you can forgive, but you can't forget. It's certain things that, yeah, I didn't even realize that I had in my mind and stuff. When I started writing the book, things just started resurfacing, like, dang, I really went through this part too. You know, and people think sometimes, well, did you really go through that, or was it a figment of your imagination? Well, there's paper trails to say, no, she really did go through this. You know, wow, she really went through some of this stuff. So I'm waiting for the point.
And people do that, LaDonna. People hide events and tragic things that happen in their lives so that they don't have to feel that pain.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That too, or they try to suppress it, not only so they don't they don't feel the pain, but they really don't want to face it. They don't want to deal with it, because if they deal with it, they're going to see that there are some parts in them that are still broken. You know, right. I look at myself like a vase that has the pieces been crazy glued back together. See, like I said, I'm from the hood. We use crazy glue for everything. Nails, roses, broken
there
things,
you go.
Everything. You know,
flour and water.
Duct tape, duct tape and crazy glue fix everything. But
that's
see,
right.
I get to the point where for some of these wounds that some of us have, some of us have put Band-Aids on those wounds. I was sharing this with somebody the other day. And I was always taught that you have to rip the Band-Aids off and let the air heal the wound sometimes. And what happens is when we keep those Band-Aids off, we prolong the healing process. Well, I'm transparent now. I've taken the Band-Aids off. I let the life circumstances and God heal those processes so I can move on. That was a part in my life that happened. Some people think I'm crazy when I say this, but I'm glad it happened because of all the people that have come to me since then that have experienced it, that I've been able to help and say, hey, look, I may have been crazy at that time, but you too can make it. You can do something better with your life. You can get your own job. You can have your own place. You can have your own cars. That's the materialistic stuff. You can have your sanity. You can have your joy and your happiness. You can be okay. You can get past this. Yes, that happened. Close the door. In fact, change the lock so we can't resurface and keep it moving.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
And, you know, this is how I look at a lot of things in life. You know, we all grow up and we all make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, whether God allows us to or it's the choices that we make, you know, could be a little bit of both. But I think that maybe God does allow some of us to go through those things knowing that in the end we're going to come out okay and we're going to be able to move forward and be leaders and show other people that, you know, this is what I went through, and this is, you know, how I got out, and this is, you know, I'm here to help you. You know, our stories always, always touch somebody else, and we may think at that time that we're the only one that has ever gone through something like that, but, you know, more times than not, there's so many people that are going through the same thing. It's just like the term, you know, there's no such thing as a dumb question. You know, everything is important.
But let me say this. Let me say this. There is nothing that can happen in anybody's life. If you believe in God, if you believe in a higher power, and you wholeheartedly believe in it, there is nothing that can happen in your life that the devil, the enemy, whoever you want to name him, does not have to ask God's permission to throw at you. So if God trusts you enough to say yes, you can go through this, that means he has a way that he's going to bring you through it. I tell people I don't have breakthroughs. I have breakouts. Because if I'm just breaking through it, that means I'm still in the midst of it trying to get out. I break out. I'm free. I'm done. What's next? Let's keep it moving. What's next on the agenda?
Right. You know, we have Teresa here again on chat, and she says a former student of hers was killed by the child's father. She suffered 25 blows to her head with a hammer. She wasn't able to move on. So there are definitely a lot of people that have no choice in the matter, you know, and obviously can't get out in time.
And she was probably somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, somebody's cousin.
Where was her when they needed him?
I know, right? Like, Mr. Boy, where were you now? You know, I'm going to have to keep you on, like, a pager or something, you know. I'm going to have to get a blue loop talking.
You know, Mr. Boyd is retired, and Mr. Boyd is just pushing the streets on love you back. You know what I mean? And,
I'm going to have to have a daughter just so I can make you her goddaddy. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to make you my daughter's goddaddy when I grow up and have kids. That's what I'm going to do.
And, you know, I wanted a daughter, but I ended up having two sons. You know what I mean? And my boys
are God knows why.
73 and 23.
Exactly. Thank God for that one, okay? He knows what he's doing.
That's what my niece would say. Thank God I didn't have no daughter. That'd be a real crucial on some cash, for real, you know?
We already know the business. We understand, so we got you.
We're glad you come on the show tonight, you know, and definitely I'm loving the message, you know, and definitely respecting the message. And definitely going to continue pushing the message, you know. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back with our main guest on the line tonight, you know, that's telling the real, that's keeping it real, and enlightening people, definitely making people aware. So we'll be right back, everybody. Hold on.
Hold on. We will be right back.
Take your time. I'm
here. I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do. And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay, that was worth it. And then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, you're going to get addicted really bad and real quick. And I just kept saying, no, I'm not addicted. And it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day. And I did really stupid things. I sold myself. And I stole from people. And I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by the Meth Project.
And now we're going to play The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Yeah, yeah, just The Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares. He's there for you.
Oh, keep your head up. Oh, hey. The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding and I'm dying for crime. The streets don't love you back. There's only one rule, baby, I don't get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on a lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
never love you.
Rob Boyd checking in to let you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he's done for me, 'cause I listen to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. I hear crying and I'm about to cry. The streets don't love you back. There's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way on the lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home.
I know my things change the way your young mind thinks. And I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink. And I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if he get me out the street. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head. Another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show their codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open. Better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pods, dorms, and day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you're something special? Everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raised by the streets with no dad. But going life or death impression ain't gonna never change the past. Cause yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria,
Wanted kind of project, 430 crew, day and fair, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the show. And once again, we're having a dynamic show tonight. And we'd like to bring our guests right back on, you know?
Before we bring LaDonna back on, I just want to put a couple of websites out here for anyone that has been abused, whether it's rape, abuse, incest, any kind of domestic violence, men, women, you know, anybody. There's two very important websites that you can get a hold of some help. And the first one is RAINN, R-A-I-N-N, and it's www.rainn.org. And that's the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. And then the other important number to keep is the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and that's 1-800-799-SAFE or 1-800-799-3224. So, you know, definitely if you are in an abusive relationship, you know, seek some help. Don't be afraid. There's a lot of support out here, and you don't deserve to stay in that kind of a relationship. You deserve to have a good life and to, you know, to have success and to be somebody. You know, nobody deserves to be talked down to and, you know, hit and kicked and pushed around like a dog. You know, it's just, you can't live like that. It's not a life. LaDonna, we're going to bring you back on and let you continue. I wanted you to touch a little bit on, too, tonight. You know, if someone's listening and they're in this kind of a relationship, what would you tell them to be able to get out of that relationship?
All right. I actually want to do a two-part. One, I want to do it from my perspective, and then, boy, I respect you so much that I want you to follow up behind me, okay? All right?
Oh, I'm listening all the way, young lady.
No, I said we're going to tag team this one. If anybody is right now experiencing any type of relationship that is unhealthy, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, if you're in a controlling relationship, whether you're the abuser or the one being abused, here's what I got to tell you. It's real simple. Get out. Now, people always say it's not that simple. It is that simple because right now the power of the Internet, the power of cell phones, There aren't many police where I'm at right now, but everybody and their mother has a cell phone, okay? Call the police. There are so many resources out here to help you. There's shelters. There's websites where you can get clothes, housing. There's all types of things. We just gave you a couple of websites, but here's the deal. Let me just put it to you plainly like this. Your life is more important than that relationship. Relationships will come and go. There are how many men to women right now? Wherever in your town, you look it up, okay? How many women are there to men? You look it up. I can't give you those statistics because I may not be in your state or your city. But real talk is like this. Get out. Do something better with your life. And again, it sounds like I'm being harsh and blunt, but I'd rather tell you now than come to your funeral and say it while you're lying in a coffin in front of us with flowers on your casket.
Or say, I wish I did something. Right.
Exactly. So I don't sugarcoat anything. I come straight all the time. This is how I am. Some people say I'm too real, I'm too tough. But the thing is, once you go through enough, you get that toughness. Be bold. Look me up. If you need somebody to talk to encourage you to get out of that relationship, call me. Text me, email me, it doesn't matter. Because what's going to happen is one or two things are going to happen. You or that spouse is going to end up in jail, or you and that spouse is going to end up dead, and or that spouse is going to end up dead. I can't put it any more plainer than that. If you don't want to do it for yourself, if you have kids, do it for your kids. If you don't have kids, do it for somebody that you know cares about you. Because you would rather get out now than have them be hurt over something that can be fixed. Okay? Losing your job can't necessarily be controlled. But saving your life and getting out of an abusive relationship, it can be. Mr. Boyd, right. I pass it to you. Tag team. Now you
want to
be quiet.
Oh, no, I was definitely listening to you, and everything that you spoke on was always accurate, and there's just so many avenues out there now for people to get help, whether you're male or female or child or what have you. You know, cell phones is all over America. Even 5-year-old got cell phones. They can even call the police for you. You feel me? So you can even tell one of them to call. They even know how to dial the phone now. So there's no excuse.
And Can I say what I thought you were going to say? Ladies, if you're in an abusive relationship, tell your brothers, tell your uncles, tell your daddy, tell that man in your life, because those strong men in your life are not going to tolerate it. They're going to deal with it. They're going to help you get out.
That's right.
And all the reason I didn't say that right there is that I'd already put that into the first part of the show.
You already laid that down pretty heavy.
That didn't have to be said again, because, you know, long as we understand what choice we make out here, you know, like I tell anybody, you know, no matter who you are, long as you make that choice, you know, and it's only two, it's right or wrong, you know. Is no maybe. So when you make the choice, we have to roll with whatever the choice might be. That's just, you know, my opinion right now on all of that.
You know why I wanted you to say it? Because women, we're automatically, and some women may disagree with this, but we're automatically the weaker, submissive being, okay? And normally, well, a lot of times when we hear things from a man say it, he's in his authoritative role, and we can receive it better than hearing it from another female. So that's why I wanted you to talk specifically to the females from a male perspective, a strong male perspective, and say, look, you don't have to do this. You know, you're worth it. You tell a woman they will receive they may receive it more from you, because they're like, wow, this man just told me something. Wow, I can receive it from this man. You know, maybe there is a man out there that loves me. They hear it from me, she's jealous of my man. Oh, she must want my man. So I just want to clear up
what's going on. They don't know, you know what I mean? And if you don't have that kind of relationship with your brother, that's an open relationship where y'all can talk and know when everything is hunky-dory, and then when something is twisted, you know what I mean? That has to be brought to the forefront, you know? And that's something that we have to educate women on out here, you know? Don't wait no 5 or 10 years or 20 years, you know what I mean, dealing with abuse and all of that, and because you feel you got kids by a guy, you got to take this beating and all that. No, go, you know, get that handled, you know what I mean? You can talk to, you know what I mean, your people and put that out there, you know, because closed mouth don't get fed and closed mouth don't get taken care of, you know, so you have to be careful of who you surround yourself with, and that's women and men, because that's your rise or fall for real.
Well, see, I wanted you to say it again, because women, we love a man in authority. We love men to be the man. So that's what I was letting you do. Put it down real talk from a male's point of view.
I really do.
Because see, one thing that I've learned is I've learned the order for a man in my life. My man, he knows he's the head. He always tells me, you know, the man is the head, but the woman is the boss. We're in agreement on that, because he knows I'm a little spoiled. But anyway, he knows how to be the man.
You know what I mean? My queen is spoiled right on all of that. So I'm feeling all of that. So, you know what I mean?
You know,
I
tell him
show tonight, and when somebody can make me laugh, I'm definitely filling their show. You know what I mean? So
I was scared. I was trying to come with my A game for real, because in the beginning I was like, oh, this is going to be a tough dude, oh, man, I'm going to have to come straight 100 for this one. But that's all right, because one thing you got to learn, I'm college educated, but I'm street smart, too.
Right.
So I got you faded across the board. So
right.
I got
you.
It's a double-edged sword game.
I got you. So that's why I said, if you want to take it to the street, we can take it to the street level, or I can take you in the classroom.
So that's why I say, you know, I really, really love having that 100%, you know, conversation with somebody when we're keeping it on the flow, because now, you know, individuals can understand you don't have to come in the room half-cocked. You feel me? Just come straight, make no chases. You know what I mean? And everything is everything. So, yeah,
I tell men straight up, I don't chase men. I'm the drink, not the chaser at this point, okay? I'm not the Coke. I'm the top-shelf liquor that's on the top shelf that costs you an arm and a grip. That's who I am at this point. I hadn't always thought of myself like that, though. I thought of myself sometimes, now I can say like a cup of water. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like
we said before, LaDonna, you grew up in a very poor situation, and you had low self-esteem, so you didn't think that you were worth having more. You didn't think that you could have it, because here you are, you know, in your situation, as you described it earlier, and probably just thought, you know, I don't deserve it, I will never have it, you know, and that's the wrong way of thinking. And,
no.
You know, even schools need to instill, though, in all children, but especially young women, that they deserve to have great things, that they deserve to have the best, that they, you know, need to know how to go out and work for themselves and take care of themselves and not to depend on anybody else. You know, we grew up in the day where, you know, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids, and your husband's going to take care of you, and you're going to live happily ever after. That doesn't happen.
I got to clarify this because, I mean, like I told you, we had our own class. I wasn't bottom, rock bottom poor, and I did have a strong female figure, my mom in my life, that always instilled to me to want better and be independent. I have to clarify that part up. The low self-esteem and the issues came with life. You know, when you first get introduced, I'm going to just keep it, I'm going to just put it out there because I don't know who your audience is, but I'm going to just go ahead and be, you guys are going to see another part of the
doc. Keep it real, people.
All right, you're going to see, they call me, I have three names that people call me. They call me the Exactress because I do business, I handle my business. They call me LaDonna because that's the name on my birth certificate. There we go. We'll say that three times fast. But they call me Miss Smith because that's a name that I earned. My last name is Smith, but out of respect, that's what I got when I started hanging in the streets. Now, when I first got introduced to the streets, you get low self-esteem because you're trying to emulate what somebody else is doing. But once you learn and find your own way, then people start following you and try to emulate what you do. So now I tell people straight up, I'm imitated but never duplicated. And I say that in the biggest humility there is because when you're a leader, you see people trying to do what you do. You know, when I'm at work and I'm on the phones, I hear people trying to copy how I say things, trying to relate to people, but they mess it up. You know, so the thing is, that's where that low self-esteem comes in because once you realize there's always somebody that knows more, they can do better, you'd be like, dang, I'm not good enough to hang with them. But then you find your own way. You're like, oh, you know what? I don't even want to hang with you. We're going to have a mutual respect. We'll do business. But guess what? I'm going to have my way over here. I'm going to make my bed over here.
So, hey, we got a few more callers on the line that might want to ask you a question. We have last four digits, 9979.
And that would be Mr. Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Hold on. I messed up. Let me try this again. Are you there, Daryl?
Caller 9979, are you there?
All right, I think they're just listening.
Okay, then great. We'll go to caller number six.
That one we already went to. They're just listening.
Okay, then.
Boyd, let me welcome. I see Mr. Vidot, Gumersindo Vidot, in our chat room, and I just want to welcome him as well as the rest of our guests that have joined us in our chat room. You know, we appreciate all of our listeners, and thank you for your support. And, you know, if anyone has a question on chat, go ahead and text it to me, and we'll ask LaDonna. Go ahead, Boyd.
Sounds good. So I just want to take a brief moment right quick and wanted to put my little brother in number one. I want to just take a brief little moment and introduce him.
Okay. You there, Corey?
Yes, I'm still here. I got a...
I just want to let all the fans and the viewers know that's my little brother, you know, Corey Daniel. You know, he out of Detroit, same place I was born and raised. And, you know, me and my little brother just not knowing we was brothers, you know, just a couple months ago. And we never met each other day in our life, you know. So just wanted to let the fans know about, you know, it's always good to notice, but I wish we could have grew up together. You know what I mean? At 48 years old now, and he's 30, you know, I'm like, wow, you know? And I just want to give him a big shout-out. I want to give my brother Sidney a big shout-out. And I want to give my brother Marvell a big shout-out. And my brother Christopher a big shout-out. They're all five of my brothers.
that I've never met a day in my life, but I'm eager to meet them and, you know, take it from there. And just wanted to give them a big shout out tonight, you know. So you got anything to say, little brother?
I even love to say that out loud. I had a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, was trying to call in and get on the line with you.
You know what? I did. The number just popped back up, Detroit number. Let me click them on. Hang on with us, Corey, and I'll bring him on, okay?
Okay.
What's your friend's name?
Bot.
Go ahead.
Well,
what's his name?
Hello, you're on the air, Carla. I'm live on the air.
You are live on the air.
How's it going tonight? I would like to give a shout out to Rob Boyd and the Daniel family, and SueKane.com, that's who I am. I'm already famous, so I'm on my way to Hollywood.
My man, we appreciate that. You know, let the viewers know what you do, young man.
Oh, I'm a videographer. That's what I do. I'm in the entertainment business now here in Detroit, Michigan.
All right, then, my man, then. You know, I'm going to have my little brother holler at you then, because, you know, that's what I met my wife into, and, you know, we got two TV shows, so we might have to holler at you on some things like that, bro, you know? I'm going to put that on my agenda.
Most definitely, most definitely. We definitely got to look at
that.
All
right, my man.
That's right. Thank you for calling in.
Hold on and listen for a minute, Bob. We're going to go to the next caller.
I think that's it right now, babe.
Okay, then. So what we're going to do, and we're going to go, we got a great show tonight, and I've been excited all night doing this show right here. We're going to go to another commercial, and we're going to go to another song, and we're going to come back with Miss LaDonna and let her finish delivering that beautiful, beautiful, dynamic message that she's bringing to the world tonight. We'll be right back.
Money, power, respect, trash. Prison, death, a new book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, by Robert Boyd, to educate the youth. Order the book right now, online, at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, a place where positive things happen. The new social networking site developed by Robert Boyd and Lucinda, to educate the youth. Come join the movement. You can make a difference. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my
streets don't love you back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Acken Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Greg is knocking you out like Robert Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm feeding into your bedroom just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who pulled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was? Now you can't even beat it. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You want it out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, girl, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, girl, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. Trying to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you black stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm making it back up in you too. Back check you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career. Spanish. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the back, having brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my baby, but you have been acting kind of shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, we mob. We would've squashed it at the gate, but you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you
played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, thick as blue with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone on Rome, cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pulled a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, I said you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, I told you don't never tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did. Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And that was a track from me right there and my homeboy Struggle.
Love that song, so Rob.
Oh, thanks, Rick. I released that song. Can you imagine? I released that song in 1998.
We're going to re-release it, okay?
Yeah, you know, I get so much work, you know what I mean? It's unreal. I got like over 200 songs.
Yeah, we're going to have to put some more out there.
Yeah.
All right.
But right back with Miss LaDonna. You know, any announcements we need to make before we go back to Miss LaDonna?
No, just I want to let everybody know that along with the two websites that I gave out earlier, RAIN and the National Domestic Hotline, that we have a lot of more resources on our website, you know, if you want to go there for, you know, any abuse, also for gangs and drugs as well. And the website is thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. So, you know, if you need help with anything and need some resources, go there and look first. LaDonna?
I'm here. I was sitting there singing the hook to that song. I'm sorry, my bad.
I know. I feel like I'm going to dance here.
My bad. Yeah. I was kind of zoned out for a moment. You can be as good as them. Yeah, I was
right.
Standing there for a second.
That's right.
Hey, I want you, Ms. LaDonna, I want you to give everybody your website again and where they can go purchase that great book at and, you know, drop it down to them.
All right, the website is www.LaDonnaMSmith.com. LaDonna like Madonna, but with an L, MSmith.com. If you can't remember that because I talk very fast, Google it. I Marry Satan book, and it's going to pop up. It's going to say I Marry Satan book. It's going to say I Marry Satan LaDonna. That's me, not the other one. That's me. Also, you can get the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you have e-book, it's on every format, iPad, iPhone, whatever, wherever you read books, that's where it's at. If you don't see it, ask for it. Tell your library, tell your bookstore, you got to get this book. Not because LaDonna said so, but because there's somebody waiting that needs to read this story. And also, if you're in the Maryland, D.C. area, or if you want to fly in, this Saturday is my first book signing, Forestville Mall, TLJ Bookstore. Thank you to everybody that made donations for giveaways. We have giveaways and prizes for everybody who buys a book. So if you buy it and it's sold out, you can still get a giveaway. We got OTP video. We got President Obama DVDs. We got everything. Comedy Factor. We got everything that you need to show you that we appreciate you supporting my vision, supporting the story. And we're also going to be taking donations up for those in the South and Alabama who were devastated by these tornadoes. It's not about me, guys. It's all about me giving back any way that I can. Diane's house and the families in Alabama, we already got addresses. We're just going to sit a jar on the table. If it's in your heart to give, give. If not, you know, or if you're going to give and be upset, don't give. Just let's just do this together. We can make a move. Let's just do it. I can talk forever, so you have to excuse me. That's my media
hey,
background
we loving
coming out.
That. We loving that. So tell people where they can log on and donate to that fund.
You know what? I haven't set up an online thing yet, but this is what you do. Go to my website, say, LaDonna, I want to mail you a check. You can PayPal it to me, Philatonian. Get it to us. Again, like I said, I have a good friend of mine who's a comedian. I don't want to tell you his name, but just know that he has ties in Alabama. Hint, hint. Okay?
He
talked today. Yeah, you know, I just gave you the name without giving you the name. But he already told me today, he showed me pictures of an apartment building that was hit with those tornadoes. You think that your life is chaotic and you in a storm? Wait till you see these real life pictures of these people down south. We got to give back. We got to help them because it could easily be us.
That's right.
So we're encouraging everybody on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show tonight and all our listeners, you know what I mean, to join Ms. LaDonna in her relief effort to help those in need. So we just spreading that message to everyone. So don't hesitate tonight after you get offline or if you jump over, you know, and still be on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show and handle that business, you know. And let's make that happen. So that's a great effort out there. So we definitely appreciate that. And
right. You know, I just got a breaking announcement on my cell phone as well a few minutes ago that in Mexico, 28 children were killed at a school today related to gang violence and probably drugs. So, you know, that's why we work as hard as we do to try to spread the message, you know, against gangs, drugs, and violence. You know, it's just unnecessary, and so many people are losing their lives.
Oh, and Lucinda
and
Rob,
nothing good
comes from
that. There you go.
I got something to tell you. I got to give you all this. Just so you know, there was a station, a PD4 station, listening to you guys. WOGS 103.9 FM is tuned in. They're locked in. They're checking out your show. So you guys might be hearing from them. Not making any promises, but I just
Woo-hoo.
Wanted to encourage you and let you guys know that they're based out of Ohio. WOGS 103.9 FM is checking out The Streets Don't Love You Back. So I want to encourage you guys, let you know, keep doing what you're doing because you never know who's listening.
That's right.
Amen.
Awesome. Yeah,
we appreciate the love, you know, and we just appreciate people like you and other people that comes on The Streets Don't Love You Back show that brings the real and you bring the straight message. You know, like I said, you come with no chaser. You know, you come straight with this is what it is, and this is how you should handle that situation. I'm giving you this now, and it's up to you, you know what I mean, to accept the nourishment, you know. So we definitely respect that and what you bring to the table, you know, and constantly keep up the good work that you're doing.
I appreciate it. See, I was just getting ready to say that coming from a male, that encourages and pushes me even more because, again, men, you guys are the head. You guys are the leaders in our lives. So to hear a man encourage a woman, that makes us the better person. That makes us the, you know, that gets us to our destiny. So, Rob, you just planted a seed into my destiny. So as I go higher, and like I said, I'm very humble, but as you see things manifesting and happening in my life, you can sit back and pat yourself on the back, too, from this day forward. Watch what I tell you.
Definitely. And Rob and I are working on, like I said at the beginning, a few projects, well, a big project, I guess, that, is going to be life-changing to our movement and to, you know, a lot of other people that we work with. So definitely stay tuned in with us. We'll, in the next few weeks, be rolling out this project that we're working on. And, if anybody wants to jump on board, we're more than welcome to, you're more than welcome to join on with us. Yolanda, I brought you back on online. Are you there? Yolanda?
Yeah, I'm here. I just
okay.
Needed out. Right.
Yeah, I brought you back. I didn't know if you had any more questions, comments, or anything you want to say.
Yeah, I did have a question, and I think she may have answered it, and I'll think of it. It'll come to me again. But I just like what you're doing, and like how you. When you feel empowered, how you see you empower others, just when you make the decision to take your power back, that's just wonderful to hear. And you came to the realization, that you weren't a victim, and that was one of the best things that happened to you. In a sense, of course, you wouldn't wish that on anyone, but I think a lot of things too. What I realized too that happened in our lives, if you want, I'm not too much into dogma as far as good and bad, but you see everything is for your growth if you choose to see it that way. That we would all be slugs if we didn't have any challenges, and big or small, because a lot of times when we look back, it's like, gosh, how did I get through that? I don't even remember doing that. It was just, and we're a lot stronger than we believe we are. That's what I've discovered, and I hope you discovered that too. About yourself, and hopefully, and I'm sure when you empower other ladies, teens, or whatnot, about your message, with your message, that they see they're a lot stronger than we've been told. We're a lot stronger than we may even know, but we won't know it until we take on the challenge and just deal with it. However, come through it, deal with, sometimes it's daily, just like people who struggle with drugs and alcohol. Every day they don't drink, every day they're not, back in that lifestyle, they won, So I can appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am, definitely we can appreciate all of that. And we just always appreciate someone who's not only thinking of self, but they're thinking of others as well. So that's always a great entity in life.
Ms. Yolanda, I want to thank you for that encouragement as well, and I want to leave you with this in case we never talk again. Let everything that has happened in your life up until yesterday, okay, let all of those circumstances, situations, enemies, frenemies, anything that has come against your goal, your purpose, what you're trying to get accomplished, let each and every one of those things become a footstool. Follow me. If you have enough footstools, which I'm sure you've had more than enough without me even knowing you, I'm speaking to you right now. Let every last one of those footstools become steps to get you to where you need to go in life. Don't look down. A footstool is not something you look on. You step on it, and you keep on moving. Get what you got to get and keep moving. So let the frenemies come. Let the enemies come. Let the circumstances come. Let the issues with whether it's finances, whether it's in your relationships, let all of those things step up on them and go to a higher level. Go to the next level.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. And we definitely encouraging that, So is it anything, our other caller?
We have a new caller on the line. It looks like a Detroit number. The last four digits are 8425. We're going to bring you on and ask you if you have any questions or comments. Caller, you're on the air.
That was Andy.
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you feeling tonight?
Not much, bro. This TK from taking out records, bro. I'm just, stopping by. This CEO cousin, I'm just stopping by to show you some love, bro.
Okay, my man. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. Any shout-outs you'd like to give on the show tonight, good brother?
No, not much, to my whole label, everybody in my record label, DJ G-Man, DJ 1200, and, that's about it, cousin CEO.
My man,
what's
you got a website that people can go to?
Yeah, myspace.com/TKYSVEntertainment. Also got a Facebook, you know, a little bit of everywhere. I'm a little bit of everywhere, all over there.
Can you spell those initials again before entertainment one more time?
Yes, TK.
TK?
Yeah, TKYSV Entertainment.
YSB?
Yeah, YSB.
YSB Entertainment, okay.
And he was just letting me know. He said you'd be on the music tip or whatever. You know, I thought I stop by, you know, show some support.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that, good buddy. I've been in the music game, man, over 20 years. You know.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to my little brother, you know, father, you know, on that as well, you know. So I'm glad you hooked up, you know, with little bud and your family, and we definitely can talk on some things on that. And once again, we appreciate you stopping by, showing some love. And if you want to, you can hang out for a few minutes with us. And, you know, we're having a great show tonight. We got about 19 more minutes. And what I want to do is just go to another commercial and be right back with Miss LaDonna in the house.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it had that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know, I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets on Love You Back radio show. And once again, the young man, Mr. TK, we're going to go back to him, and you might want to ask Ms. LaDonna a question since she came on the air. Yeah, Mr. TK? You still there, TK? Okay, he's probably just listening right now. But we'll go back to Ms. LaDonna, and I wanted to say, Ms. LaDonna, give everybody that website once again, because I want to plug your website, your song, and we want people to go get that book, and we want people to learn and get nourished from that book, you know, because a lot of great education in that book, and it's a lot of great nourishment. So we ask everybody to go get that.
Absolutely. Website is www.ladonnamsmith. LaDonna, Madonna, but with an L, LadonnaMSmith.com. This is what I want to do because I can feel the love and the connection between us. I'm going to set up a discount code, okay? If anybody tells me that they get the book from Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, I'm going to give it to you for the retail price is $15. I'm going to give it to you for $10. Okay?
Awesome. You guys can't miss that.
I'm going to do that. Just send me an email. Put that. When you go on my contact page, don't go through the PayPal page. Don't go through those because you're going to pay more. Send me a message. Say you want the book. I'm going to send you a link with a special discount code for $10. I only do that for close friends and family. So I'm calling in my family, I'm calling in my close friends, and anybody that's connected to them is now connected to me. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, whoever you want to tell, I will give you the book for $10. That's a special thing that I'll do tonight. I just felt compelled to do that because I can do that for the owner publishing company.
That's right.
and we got some great news for you too, Ms. LaDonna. You know, even before you said that, you know what I mean, and I just want to thank you for even thinking of us, you know what I mean, and in that matter. But we're going to put you in our next newsletter that comes out every month now. So you'll be in this newsletter that's coming up, and the newsletter goes all over, you know. So we will be touching a lot of people, you know. It goes to federal prisons, state prisons, men and women, and we emailed it out, you know, by blast email thing. So, yeah, it's about educating people out here, you know what I mean? And the message has to go beyond us, you know. And I'm very proud of what you're doing and very proud that you're speaking out. And I'm glad to know you as an individual and look forward to working with you and your movement and the things that you have as well. So we here at The Streets Don't Love You Back. Appreciate that.
Right. Let me add a couple of things to that real quick. Sorry. Along with what Rob just said, if anybody out there wants to be a regular writer for the newsletter and type up a few paragraphs each month, you know, we're willing to bring that and put that in the newsletter. And a lot of these newsletters, of course, with email can be emailed out. But we're sending it free to anybody that asks us to send it to a family member or friend that's in a penitentiary or prison somewhere. We want them to get some reading information and, you know, to be able to have some contact with others. So, you know, we're sending it to them free. If anybody wants to sponsor us a little bit to help for printing costs, that would be great, too. You know, we would definitely be happy. But we are sending it out free to any person, you know, in the penitentiary. And that's a monthly newsletter. So, and then, you know, if anybody wants to write anything for us to include in that newsletter, you know, again, our focus is, you know, teaching people, you know, how to get away from gangs, drugs, and violence. And you know, that encompasses so much because out in the street world, you know, people are, you know, I mean, sexual abuse is everywhere. Domestic violence is everywhere. But when you're involved in the street world, you know, you get hooked on drugs. You're out there getting pimped out, you know, and there's a lot of violence and abuse out in the streets. So, you know, we're just trying to reach out, you know, in a lot of directions and help a lot of people, but, you know, we're definitely trying to talk to the youth and to educate them that these things don't need to happen and that there's people here to support you. And if you don't know where to go, there's, you know, if we don't know, there's somebody that we can send you to that do know, you know, and that, you know, there's just a lot of resources out here to help people. And, you know, like I said before, I have a lot of them on our website. I have a lot of gang resources, drug resources, abuse resources, homeless resources, just a lot of different things. And if you guys have any resources that you want me to add, just email them to me and, you know, we'll add them onto our list.
I think that's awesome. I think what you guys are doing is awesome. No matter when you get discouraged, remember who you're doing it for, okay? And I have some resources that I want to give you guys. We'll talk offline about that, but I have some people, like as you were talking, things were just popping in my head. And I'm the type of person like connecting people with other people. So I definitely want to push that newsletter, not because I'm going to be in it. That's not even important to me. I want to push it because of the message that's behind it. You know, oftentimes I tell people, look past the title. Look past the, you know, the catching concept that we use to, you know, the marketing ploy that we use to get you. Look past that and see the message. So I want to help you guys push your message, too. So I definitely want to link your website and your newsletter to my website. And I know a lot of people, unfortunately, who are locked up. So I want to help you guys get into some more prisons. I have some things for you guys. Let's just say that.
I got you. We bring on the show. They always bring, like I just said earlier, you know, they just bring more than just they self, you know what I mean? They bring a sense of wanting to help others, you know? And that's the whole key to all this out here, is to help change each other's thought pattern from negative to positive and to move forward and show each other that, hey, we have made mistakes, everybody make them, but we can move beyond the mistakes we've made in life. So I'm a living witness, you know what I mean? So I'm a testimony myself on all of that. Miss LaDonna is a testimony, and other people on there as a testimony as well. You know, the miss is a testimony. So, you know, we must have, you know, the same mentality at what we're trying to do out here. So I wanted to
definitely. You know, and if you want to become a positive person, hang around positive people. If you want to become a wealthy person, hang around wealthy people. You know, because who you hang around, again, you know, that's what you're going to learn. like Boyd says, that's, you know, who you hang around, that's your rise or fall. So choose good people to hang around, choose good friends, choose positive things, positive influences, and how can you go wrong?
You know, one other thing I want to say is don't look at the distraction of what is coming at you. Look at the definition of who you are. If you're a strong person, don't be distracted by the nonsense. Don't be distracted. I don't deal with foolishness. Don't be distracted by the foolishness. Don't be distracted by the naysayers or the haters. Look at the definition of what you're trying to accomplish. Don't get caught up with the distraction. Be the definition. That's all. I can't put it no clearer than that.
Hey, and I want to just say this last word. We have 10 more minutes for the show, right? And I want to play this one more song, and it's been on my mind, you know. It's a song that's off the Streets Don't Love You Back soundtrack mixtape that I released. Guide and Protectors, you know. I want us to go out with that tonight, but I want to play that now while we still have the listeners on the air, and then we'll come back. So we're going to go to that song, Guide and Protectors, and we'll come right back up with Ms. LaDonna, and we'll close out.
Okay, and let me just say real quick, please listen to the song and stay with us till the end if you can. We just, you know, again, if you have to leave, we want to thank everybody for joining in the chat room with us. Mama's Moonshine, Goomer Sindo, Miss Teresa Boyd, Lisa Terrell, and there's several guests that came in and out. We just want to thank you for your support and thank you for listening. And, you know, hang out for just a few more minutes, listen to the song, and then we'll be here for our last comments.
Yeah, everybody just hold tight. Be right back.
Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice, so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray, give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray. Yeah, the one who is there when no one has a care, I say. Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray. Yeah, and lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way. Lord, how precious your love and your grace and your countenance. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, now I shall rejoice. Yeah, with all of my strength I will find within iron fist. Lord, the freedoms of hate and the sea today don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray, give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name. Yeah, and slaughter the weak, you quickly with no thought or shame. Lord, for my heart is firm in your hands, so I've no disgrace. No, I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face. Boy, I never can give in a praise to your tenderness. Lord, to be in your infinite grace is my happiness. Yeah, no matter the time or the place, you're omnipotent. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, so I shall resist. Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray, give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. Yeah, we trod the long rocky road. Buffalo soldier fights the power, freedom, war. The last we step on the throne, the conquering disciples, burn your congregation. Yeah, yeah. Collect your security, the
build a better nation. Time besides the unity. Say nothing and fight, nothing and war. But brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things. We're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love. So I will always try to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And we have done had a great, great, fantastic night here tonight with Miss LaDonna and spreading her great message across the country. And now we can't just say it's in a few cities, you know what I mean? We across the country, we're way across the globe. We cross the water, over the water, on top of the water. The radio show is blasting, you know? So we want to just thank her for getting her message out. And keep doing what you're doing, and may God bless you in all your endeavors that you are encountering through your life with this. And just keep up the great work.
I receive it. And you guys keep doing what you're doing, too. Keep spreading your message. I hope that, you know, in all that you do, God will get the glory regardless of your intentions. I hope that things continue to manifest and flourish, which I know they will. And you guys, just be ready. The best is yet to come. I'm not even talking about me. I'm talking about you guys right now. I'm speaking on your behalf. The best is yet to come. Be ready for what is getting ready to take place in your lives individually and collectively. Just be ready. Because it's going to be a great manifestation.
You know what? There are so many great things happening in our life right now you can't even imagine. And it just gets better every day.
I can imagine it, and it only gets better. Just watch. This is nothing. You guys have already seen that.
I just wanna bring my little brother back on, give him a shout out before he get off the line. Put him in, babe.
Corey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, young homie? You still with us? Yeah, I'm still with y'all, sitting there listening to y'all. My man Ben. So you got any last shout outs, bro? Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to my big brother Rob Boy and Lucinda. And the rest of my family. My man. All right, then, that's what it is, then. Ms. LaDonna, we're going to go to you for the last exact words, and then we're going to say our last announcements, and we're going to tell everybody to be blessed, you know? So your turn, Ms. LaDonna.
All right. I want to give a special shout-out to your little brother because I believe the family is the most important thing. Anybody that's going through, no matter what you're going through in life right now, this is not the end. It's just the beginning. If you hold on and press through it, there is something remarkable that's going to come out of it, no matter what it looks like. Trust what I tell you. 30 days ago, I was not this person. I'm trying to tell you, it can happen suddenly and instantaneously. So whatever you got to do, be the best at it. Life is just beginning for each and every one of us. Like I said, it's not about selling books. It's about getting a message out. You don't have to stay in the situation that you're in. Don't become complacent and content. Get ready. The best is yet to come for all of us. go to my website. I try to encourage people on my website. Definitely continue to listen to The Streets. The Streets Don't Love You Back. I was about to say The Streets is talking, but The Streets will be talking about you guys too. But continue to listen to the show. Continue to follow this show. You're going to get educated. It's going to be information. It's infotainment for you. Stick with it. Continue to support them. From time to time, send them emails. Send them messages to let them know that you love and support them. You don't have to know them personally. Just support the movement. You know, it's not about each of us individually. It's a movement. And it's not that you can't be a part of it. All you got to do is get on board. Do something. Faith without works is dead. So if you put your faith into action, you can get some actions going on. You can make some good deeds. This is not just us that's doing good things. Each and every one of us has a story. Let me just say this. If you have an idea to write a book, write it. Because if God gave you the idea and the concept for your book, that means he also has an audience that's waiting to read it. And I'll leave it on that note.
Amen. And I just want to say this for the last announcement, is that once again, if you would like to receive the Streets Don't Love You Back newsletter every month, please do not hesitate to email us your information at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com, and we will definitely get that newsletter out to you every month on email. And you can also, if you are a family member in the prison system, whether it's state prison or federal prison or the youth home or a camp or what have you, and you would like for them also to receive the newsletter, please do not hesitate to email that information to us, because we already have Streets Don't Love You Back members in the prison system, in the state system, in the federal system, you feel me, and in the street, you know, helping these young kids get educated. And a lot of my homeboys are doing life bits and didn't catch this on our newsletter, who I'm just meeting, you know what I mean? So we have lifers that's going to be in the newsletter as well, to let young kids understand that, look, man, that one mistake, you see where I'm at, you know what I mean? I'm here till the boots fall off, you know, ain't no out there, you know? So we have to understand once again that at the end of the day, the streets do not love you back. You ain't the first man who picked up no pistol. You ain't the first man who picked up no sack of dope. You ain't the first man who invented the game. You feel me? What you don't understand is that the Detroit Pistons is still the Detroit Pistons years after Isaiah Thomas been gone. So listen to what I just said. They're still Detroit Pistons after Isaiah Thomas still been gone. So the bottom line is what I'm saying is that only thing changed is the game. The game stayed the same on the team name, you know? So you ain't invented none. So let's wisen up out here.
The game's the same, the people change.
Right. So let's wisen up out here and get educated, young people, you know? And log on to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com. Join the movement. Tell a friend about the movement. Let everybody know Wednesday night, 11:30. p.m., 8:30 Pacific time. You know what it be on Wednesday night here right at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, listening and helping spread the positive message across the country. So with that being said, I'll turn the mic over to the missus, and she will carry it all the way out. And once again, always remember that the streets don't love you back, and God always loves you.
That's right. I just have two little sayings for you. The first one is, if it hurts all the time, it's not love. And the second one is, the minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get less than you settled for.
Wow.
We'd like for you to join us next Wednesday night. We have a couple of guests coming to us. They are advocates for abandoned adolescents. And this is about our youth in prisons. Children that are getting put in prison for life sentences and put in adult prisons, and a lot of times are forgotten about. So it's going to be a hot topic next week. Join us, like Boyd said, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern time, and join the movement. Go to the website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. We wish everyone a wonderful week. Keep your heads up, stay positive, and we'll meet you here next Wednesday night. And LaDonna, email us. We'll keep in touch.
Okay.
Definitely. Thank you, guys. You guys are family now. Family doesn't just,
that's
you know,
right.
talk every once in a while. So.
Our
all right,
family
you guys
is growing
listen,
and growing.
You know,
and email us your information as well. Like I said, you know, and we'll definitely be keeping close in touch and pushing each other's movement out here to educate. So we'll really
right.
appreciate you.
We definitely want to get a copy of your book, too. I was hoping to get it
absolutely.
Before the show so I could read it, but.
I'm sorry. I can send you an e-book of it. But, you know, Rob,
oh,
I'm
awesome.
So glad. I'm so glad that we played nice in the sandbox. He just on the sand. But, no, all, it's all good, though. I'll get that to you guys. Give me till tomorrow. I'll get it. First thing tomorrow, you guys will have it.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Sounds great, Dan. And you have a wonderful night. And everybody have a great Memorial Day. And just want to say once again.
Be careful out there.
Yeah. And once again, I want to give a last and least shout out to the Daniels family and to my brothers, Corey, and Marvell and Sydney and Christopher, you dig. You know, we keeping it moving. We making it happen. And we finna make it happen. So just always remember, God don't make no mistakes in the game. You know, he is the empire, and he is the earth, you know, and he's all of that. You know, we breathe that every day. So we just want to give them a big shout-out and just say, hey, let's keep it moving, man, and keep saving lives out here and helping each one teach one, you know?
That's right. Corey?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say? You said it.
I just want to say, though, bro, that, you know, I understand everything, the meaning of the show and everything, and the people smoke good, you guys smoke good, and I'm loving it.
Hey, you know, things happen for a reason, and you know, thank God that, you know, you are able to be reunited with your brother, because obviously you need your big brother in your life, and he needs you, and you know, we're going to be there for you and do whatever we can to help you guys out and love you, and you know, we're family, so that's what we do.
Okay, oh yeah.
And Corey, stay connected to them now, all right?
Okay.
You're going to be able to benefit from being connected. Don't lose that connection. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just don't lose that connection again, no matter what.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
no
we
doubt,
are out of time,
know.
But I'm going to go ahead and, as we leave tonight, play one more song, In Need of a Change, and this is by LD
right.
out of Cincinnati. Good night.
Hey.
Have a great week.
And I just want to say also, too, a big shout-out to their mother, Miss Daniels. So just want to, you know, give Miss Daniels the last shout-out. You feel me? I want to say the best for last.
Corey?
But we give Miss Daniels a shout-out. You heard me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. We out. Peace and love,
okay.
Everybody. And always remember,
Streets
don't love you back.
Hello.
Yeah. LD. You know, far too often, we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance. This is it. This is it. That second chance. Feeling like a mystery once I realize that I'm still here. And sometimes these regrets won't let me forget that I done let down the best of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hidden surprise, because I haven't searched for to see. And with my tears in the sky high, hope the sunshine, life is on the line with no place to see. And I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Let these talks of a brain to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rain pour down from the clouds. Stuck to my knees and pray that I have a reason to smile. Yo, yo, yo.
looking hard, running around in these streets, chasing girls, thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I'll out of weight, realized I didn't know it, and it hit me like a brick, wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and brave, write my future like a book, as I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the lost for luck, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay, and somehow I know it is, all I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit, keep my chin to the sky, when my back against the wall, fuck out, I will fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall, in the belly of the beast, be afraid of nothing in this world has got to be. Sometimes I feel slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the ship. No more waiting. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. Life. What you got. Don't be jealous of others. Do for your damn self.